Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
93536.
I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't catch that.
93536.
93536?
Yes.
And what would be the first and last name?
My name is Mary Vasquez.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And please verify the street address.
My address is 3824 West Avenue K14, Lancaster.
Okay. Thank you for that, ma'am.
Sure.
Just a moment, ma'am. And I see that you have the KitchenAid and the membership to our Gadget website. How can I assist you?
I have a question for you. I have a charge for $56.99. What is that?
Yes, ma'am. That would be for the KitchenAid and the membership to our Gadget website, ma'am.
I don't buy any membership.
Yes, ma'am. Whenever the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges, and the customer would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website, and we can offer you a 35% of the customer courtesy refund.
Are you kidding me? Like, they didn't say that. They just say, oh, yeah, just pay shipping and handling. I don't see anything about membership.
Yes, and we send our customers a $125 voucher for them to use on our website if they really like the product of what they've already received with the shipping and handling charge.
Well, okay, wait a minute. I am so sorry if I misunderstand. I get on Facebook thing that, oh, yeah, they said $2.99, la, 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 la. I thought it was too good to be true, but I say, okay, I look at the reviews. So I purchased, I paid the $7, whatever. I still didn't get anything yet, though. But it didn't say anything about membership.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for the misunderstanding with that, ma'am. We can offer you a 50% of a customer courtesy refund since we've already sent the voucher to your email.
What voucher do you send?
We send a voucher email with the $125 voucher code.
I send it to
the customer's email.
That voucher code, what is it for?
It's for the customer to use the $125 on the website, ma'am.
But I didn't use none of that. So I got a question. So this is, oh, my God, I knew that's going to be too good to be true. So I'm never going to get the KitchenAid, right?
I didn't say that, ma'am.
Oh, but I will get it? Are you going to get it or not?
You should be able to get it, ma'am. It was ordered on the 21st, which was on Tuesday, so it should be getting shipped out here pretty soon.
Okay, then. And you say, well, how can I cancel this membership that I didn't know that I have to pay for it?
We can offer you the customer courtesy refund at
50%. 50%. Okay, I guess I have to read better next time. So are you going to return me 50% of $56.95, and then you're going to cancel that membership?
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on that now. Just give me just a moment.
Oh, wow.
Okay, ma'am. I refunded the $28.47 back into the account for you, and this will be back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. The account has been canceled out.
I appreciate that. And then are you going to send me any email with a cancellation on the membership?
Yes, ma'am, and I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Let me get a pen really quick. Wow. My bad. I should read better. What's the confirmation number?
C as in Charlie, 2607383302.
So it's a CS and Charlie 260-738-302.
Yes, and that's correct.
Okay. And then you're going to return 28, how much is it, 28?
28.47.
47. And that's it. I'm not going to have any more charges from you guys, huh?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. And then you send me an email, you say, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When I try to, very interesting, because when I try to, I get that weird email that probably the one that you say, hey, Mary, congratulations on your purchase. It didn't say anything about the membership here. And then it's a weird thing at the end. It's a bunch of Chinese writing at the end. So at the end, I saw there was an scammer. But I didn't receive the merchandise. You say it's already processed? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, it should be.
Okay, it should be. Okay, so I will be waiting for your email. And hopefully I will be waiting for the product to come to my address. I'm sorry about the misunderstanding.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.